So, in the 13th century, Alexander III succeeded to the throne as a young man and resisted the various attempts by the King of England, Henry III, to have him pay homage. Even Henry III's successor, the strong and warlike Edward I, even he was held at bay by Alexander's policies. Now, the Vikings held outposts on all the islands surrounding Scotland, as well as occupying parts of the Highland mainland. But Scotland couldn't really consider itself to be an independent, unified nation under one king without the removal of this Viking presence. However, Alexander was basically a peaceable man, and he tried by diplomatic means to get the King of Norway, King Haakon, to relinquish his hold on the Scottish mainland, on the Western Isles and the Orkneys. But all that these efforts succeeded in doing was to anger the Norse king, who then set sail from Norway with the largest Viking battle fleet ever assembled. He sailed his fleet around the western side of Scotland, assembled it off the island of Kerrera, just outside Oban, then on into the Firth of Clyde to attack Dumbarton in what was to become known as the Battle of Largs. But Alexander allowed the Vikings to sail unhindered into the Firth of Clyde, and he held off all action, and he waited. What he was waiting for were the seasonal equinoctial gales which were due. Sure enough, the gales came, and a large proportion of King Haakon's fleet was blown onto the rocks and onto the shore. And then Alexander and the Scots attacked. The result was inevitable. The Norwegian Viking force was defeated, and King Haakon had to sail back with what was left of his ships back to his base in the Orkneys, where later he died. Alexander then came to terms with his son and successor, bringing peace for the first time in centuries. The Vikings left the islands which were ceded to Scotland and have remained so ever since. So Alexander then, the peaceable king, and under his reign came a time of increasing growth and prosperity. Under his rule, Scotland became a nation. But then, just as everything was going so well, then came disaster. Alexander's three children had died in their youth, at a time when the king really was the ruler of his country. It was important, therefore, that he should have a successor. But before he could have more children, he was caught in a storm, his horse was blown over a cliff, and he died. He died leaving no heirs. There was just one possible claimant to the Scottish throne. As a result of the peace with Norway, there had been a marriage between the Scottish and Norwegian royal households, and the birth of a princess, known as the Maid of Norway. And the nobles agreed to accept her as Alexander's successor. But she was a sickly little girl, and had hardly reached Scotland when she too was taken ill and died. And that left the throne of Scotland up for grabs. And what happened? Well, that's the next episode.